Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 12th of November, recording at 9:11 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today, and the story is basically one of a bit of profit-taking. And we saw some light profit-taking in most, not all, but most of the Asian stock markets. Now, they'd given up some earlier gains in doing that. European stock markets were mixed, but mostly slightly to the downside. FTSE, Spanish IBEX, and Sweden were the exceptions, carving out minimal gains. Wall Street did weaken. It was down pretty much all day long. Again, modest selling pressure, pared back slightly at the close, but the Dow, after a couple of days of new highs on Tuesday and Wednesday, closed down 93 points, or less than 1%. The S&P was down 1%, a little bit less for the NASDAQ composite. Bigger story, let's see, treasuries. Well, they were a bit weaker in here today, but light selling pressure. And I when I say a bigger story, I thought that the 30-year treasuries were down a full point, but they've more than halved that on a fresh look here. But what is a bigger story, I think, in terms of the day-to-day action, is that the dollar bounced here today, and probably its best move, or certainly one of its best moves, was that the euro fell back. Earlier this morning, it had been at 1.5016, and it's currently at 1.4840. So that's come down, and we had a very small downside key day reversal by the Australian dollar against the U.S. currency. The dollar index has a small upward dynamic. It's currently at 75.69. Now, that weighed on precious metals, and gold, which had been up as high as 1,123.38 dollars in Asian trading. That was fairly late in the day as well. Pretty well reversed $20 in here today, and that it's currently gold is trading after hours at $1,103.80. So that's a reversal of nearly $20 from today's high. And it's also enough to produce a small downside key day reversal. As you know, gold had been on a pretty steady, unrelenting march higher since that announcement that India had bought half of the IMF's allocated gold sales. Other precious metals also fell back. I kind of mangled my trading today because I was hoping that silver and platinum would follow gold and palladium. Palladium broke upwards yesterday, or was it the day before? But I was hoping that gold and silver were about to follow that lead, and bought a little more this morning. On seeing the small key in gold, I decided to take some profits on futures because I've got plenty of precious metal positions. This is just trading activity here overall. I remain very bullish of gold, but it will have pauses and reactions and consolidations. And I think I've been mentioning on an almost daily basis that if it replicates the sort of pattern that we have seen, or sort of patterns that we saw in October and also September, that it would get up to around the 1120, 25 area, and it just about, well, it's sort of, say, got up to 123, 38, and then it would see a pause and consolidation. Now, I don't know if it's going to do that or not, but it is on a very short-term technical basis, it is overbought. The downside key day reversal is a warning shot that the rally has possibly run out of steam, and gold would need to countermand that with an upward move, clear upward move, tomorrow to offset the possibility of a bit further slippage in here. The worst I would envisage in terms of a gold reaction would be a $40 to $50 pullback, and arguably we've already seen almost half of that from its high. That would be consistent with the other two pauses that we have seen. And if it tips a bit lower, I will be an eager reaccumulator of my gold futures position. I have absolutely no intention of selling my gold shares, which have catch-up potential. They have actually lagged overall, although the gold fund, and even that's lagged a little bit in the last few days, but that BlackRock Gold Fund, Golden General Fund, has done pretty well overall, better than the HUI, which is, of course, the Gold Bugs Index. What else to mention in here? It was one of those days where pretty well every short-term trend was interrupted. And here, for instance, soybeans had been soft recently, and they firmed up, 18.5 cent rally. Incidentally, in the precious metals, the one that did manage to maintain its gain or maintain an upside day was palladium, and although it was $10 off its high, but palladium has shown good relative strength, and I think it's quite possibly of interest to China, and palladium is a substitute for platinum in catalytic converters, and it's a lot cheaper. You need more of it, and it doesn't work with diesel, I believe, or it doesn't work as well with diesel, and so on. But it's outperformed, as I just mentioned. Now, one of the bigger moves on the day today was crude oil. It fell back quite sharply, so a bit of a downward dynamic off that $80 level. Crude's currently at $76.70. That's down $2.58, and that raises the possibility that we will see. It's been in fairly tight trading range, but it's testing the lower side of that range, and unless it gets a decent bounce tomorrow, this could be a signal that it's going to go back into the low $70 dollar region overall. Now, that would be good for stock markets generally, although not the oil shares in the short term. But stock markets have been firm recently, as you know, so for them to see a little bit of a pause here, we are still in this, what Owen and I have been describing overall as a corrective phase, which has also seen, it's as a part of a mean reversion process. We've been mentioning this daily for ages. And most of the mean reversion, though, has been in the form of small downside moves and sideways ranging activity. Some of the more volatile indices, such as gold shares, had seen a bigger correction. I think it saw an 18% correction. But at its worst, I doubt that the U.S. indices exceeded exceeded 5% off their highs or thereabout before moving back up and retesting those highs. So Again, we may see a little pause and more sideways ranging. That would not be at all ominous in terms of the overall technical outlook. I actually think it would be quite favorable that a sideways ranging pause, a longer pause in this region, would allow a further closing of that previous overextension relative to the mean in terms of the rising 200-day moving averages that we've talked about so much and illustrated on so many occasions. Now, in the industrial commodity sector also, we've seen further weakness in nickel here today, which has been really one of the, it surprised me because I thought nickel was consolidating prior to an upward break, and it's weakened further in here. Nickel's come down for, where was it, a little bit over the $20,000 level not all that long ago, and it's currently closed out here today at $16,190. A little bit of acceleration on the downside on the chart. So maybe that's close to a bottom. I certainly hope so, because I'm kind of annoyed with myself. In my ETC or ETF, whatever it's called, they have several acronyms for these instruments. I'd allowed a, because of the spreads, I didn't want to trade it, and I'd allowed a decent profit to turn into a decent loss. Is there any such thing as a decent loss? That's a euphemism, for sure. that merits watching, although the overall pattern, I think, is, and particularly when I consider commonality with other industrial metals, suggests that these will move higher overall, but they can be volatile from time to time. A basic strategy, though, I think, is to say first, and tactics, is that this is still very much a bull market in global equities. I think it is still very much a bull market in global commodities. And the bull market is fueled by this super abundant liquidity and also a continued recovery as the world adjusts to the fact that no, we're not having a depression, we're actually having a recovery, and some economies never saw anything like a recession. They only saw a bit of a growth slowdown, China and India, for example, two Fuller Money, important Fuller Money themes. So overall bull market environment in both equities and commodities, and the preferred tactic from Fuller Money, at any rate, against this background, is to nibble in the things you like. Fuller Money themes, for one, there's a growing fashion for big cap stocks as another, to nibble at them when they're under a little bit of short-term pressure within the overall upward trends. And if you're going to sell, it's best to sell on new highs. Why didn't I do that with gold this morning, since it had seen the rally that I was expecting in the short term? Well, go figure. That's what I'll do, but not before saying all the very best to all of you.